Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode I'm going to be talking to you about pheochromocytomas. If you want to follow along with written notes on this topic, you can follow along at zerotofinals.com/pheochromocytoma or in the endocrinology section of the Zero to Finals medicine book. Let's get straight into it. Let's start with some basic pathophysiology. Adrenaline is produced by chromaffin cells, which are in the adrenal glands, and a pheochromocytoma is a tumour of the chromaffin cells that secretes unregulated and excessive amounts of adrenaline. Now, adrenaline is a catecholamine hormone and a neurotransmitter that stimulates the sympathetic nervous system. So it's responsible for this fight-or-flight response. It increases arousal, it increases muscle tone, increases heart rate, blood pressure, and all of the alert sort of symptoms that you experience when you're in a situation of stress or danger. In patients with a pheochromocytoma, the adrenaline tends to be secreted in bursts, giving periods of worse symptoms, which are followed by more settled periods. About 25% of pheochromocytomas are familial, and this is associated with the multiple endocrine neoplasia type 2 condition, or MEN2. There's a 10% rule which is worth learning, and this describes the pattern of the tumours. So 10% are bilateral, 10% are cancerous, and 10% occur outside the adrenal glands, somewhere else in the body. How do you make a diagnosis? Well, you can do two main investigations: 24-hour urine catecholamines or plasma-free metanephrines. Measuring the serum catecholamines is quite unreliable, as this will naturally fluctuate and it will be difficult to interpret the results. So it's going to be high when the tumour or the adrenal glands are naturally secreting adrenaline, and low when the tumour or the adrenal glands aren't secreting them. So having a high or low result doesn't either rule out or give you an indication that somebody has a pheochromocytoma. Measuring 24-hour urinary catecholamines gives a good idea about how much adrenaline has been secreted over that 24-hour period. So if this is really high, it's much more likely to be abnormal. And if it's really low, it's unlikely that they have a tumour secreting adrenaline. Adrenaline has a very short half-life. So if the person has a tumour that secretes adrenaline, after only a couple of minutes, a lot of that adrenaline will be out of the blood. Whereas metanephrines, which is what we measure with plasma-free metanephrines, have a much longer half-life, and metanephrines are a breakdown product of adrenaline. So if you measure the metanephrines, and the person has a tumour that secretes a massive amount of adrenaline, it'll take longer for those metanephrine results to decrease after a big secretion of adrenaline, which means it'll be less prone to dramatic fluctuations and gives a more reliable diagnostic tool for assessing a pheochromocytoma. How do people present with pheochromocytoma? Signs and symptoms tend to fluctuate with peaks and troughs, relating to periods where the tumour is secreting adrenaline and then other periods where less adrenaline is being secreted. It might present with anxiety or sweating, panic attacks. It can present with headaches or hypertension, particularly very fluctuating hypertension that becomes extremely high at various times. It can also present with arrhythmias, leading to palpitations, tachycardia, and even paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. How do you manage patients who have a pheochromocytoma? Once you've established a diagnosis, you can start them on alpha blockers, and this is things like phenoxybenzamine. Once you've started and established them on alpha blockers, you can then introduce beta blockers. After that, you need to treat the underlying cause. So you need to remove the tumour, and you can do this by doing an adrenalectomy. So taking away the adrenal gland that has the tumour in it. And that's the definitive management of the pheochromocytoma. It's important to note that patients should have their symptoms controlled prior to having surgery, because having untreated symptoms of a pheochromocytoma that's causing tachycardia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hypertension, etc., can really lead to higher risk of anaesthetic and surgery. So if you can get on top of those symptoms before they have surgery, they're likely to do much better.